As we get into the program, I want to take a minute just to have a little chat with that little voice in your brain. The little voice that says that this is all a bunch of crap and that you've already tried some plan and that won't work. Or now is not the right time. Or I really will do this later on. It's just that right now I'm under so much pressure. Hello there, little voice. This is Debbie. And I'm here to tell you that you are so wrong. This system does work, and I'm proof of that. So get down off your high horse and stop with the contempt and give me a chance to show you how wrong you are. I want you to replace that thought with this one. I cannot deny that this program has worked for lots of other people who were just as addicted as I am. Since I can't deny that it must follow that it could work for me. And since it could work for me, I'm going to give it my very best shot. I have absolutely nothing to lose and everything to gain. Episode 4. Everything to gain and nothing to lose. I want to have one more little chat, if I could, with that addictive system inside you, whether it's cigarettes or chew or whatever it is that pumps poisons into your body. How dare you invade the body of my friend here with your 4,000 poisons and noxious fumes or filthy chew? I am so over you. I know who you are. I know what chemicals you contain, and you do not scare or intimidate me one bit. Good. I feel better. I get a little riled up when I think about the billions of dollars that are spent by giant corporations to get you addicted and keep you hooked until they finally kill you. I mean, you do realize that if these manufacturers wanted to kill you, they could do it with lethal doses of any one of the chemicals in a cigarette, don't you? Well, if you don't, you will. The information I'm going to share with you is going to teach you everything you wanted to know about the industry and some stuff you probably didn't want to know, and how that industry intends to kill you slowly, so slowly that they can continue to make money off you even after you die, as your family, children, friends, colleagues suffer diseases from your secondhand smoke. Yeah, but those days are over. You're on your way to a new life and a new happiness, and nothing can stop you. That's what we're going to replace that thought with. Thank you for sharing, little addictive body, but nothing's going to stop me from getting better. Now, the first step in getting the process started is getting a realistic view of things, and that is what is covered in this chapter. The first step in the process is getting a realistic view of what's going on. I know this isn't the fun part, but it is the part that's important. But get pumped up because this is a big day. In fact, you've listened this far, you might as well listen some more. First thing we're going to do in the next episode is set a date. But before we do that, we need to take a minute to breathe and talk about all the options available to you on this journey. This isn't going to be easy. It's going to be rewarding. And it's going to be really, really self-esteem building. But it's not going to be easy. So I need to make it clear that I have no opinion on the many smoking aids out there. My job is to inform you about those products and what they contain. But it's not my intent to deprive you of anything that might help you quit smoking. There are lots of ways up this mountain, and this system is all about you and helping you have the healthy life you want. If you need patches or gum or other aids to help you, so be it. But use those things while you work this system, and don't miss any of the processes in the workbook podcasts that are to come. You know, when I took a look at myself and all the emotions beneath the clouds of smoke, it was overwhelming. I know I needed professional help during the process, and I had a wonderful time finding a therapist who walked every step of this journey with me. I had therapists. I had good friends. I had people I could talk to. I told everybody I knew, listen, I'm starting on a smoking cessation program. Please allow me 50 yards of slack because I'm going to need it while I go through this process. I let everybody know, and I got the help that I needed to make sure that I could make it through. Now, I was not a person who used medications, but I don't have any opinion about people who do. I just wanted to make sure that you know that whatever support team you need, bring them on. therapists, psychiatrists, anything they prescribe. I support you all the way. Nobody knows you like you, and nobody knows your history. This system for smoking cessation isn't a snap, and it isn't a Band-Aid. It's a program of self-discovery. I try to make it interesting and fun, and it is fun getting my life back. But I also recognize that it's often beneficial to have the support of a professional while I complete all the work and the assignments in this program. If you are in a 12-step program, yay for you. I recommend that you get with your sponsor and look over the whole podcast directions and align it with your steps. I've tried to develop the workbook to be compatible with 12-step programs as a way to enhance your recovery from whatever. Now, for all the spiritual and religious folks, yay, you already have a power source outside yourself that you believe in and from whom you get your sustenance. I'm thrilled and support all beliefs. Finding a power greater than ourselves is crucial in this process. I have no opinion whatsoever on any religious sect or spiritual teachings. I've tried diligently to develop a workbook and projects that honor all beliefs and encourage everyone to invite a higher power into the process of healing. For my agnostic friends, I understand completely. There are some wonderful books out there that address agnostics, and they might be a good idea to read. For quick reading, the chapter entitled We Agnostics in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous is a good read. But once again, I have no opinion on this at all. Remember, you promised to be open-minded. Yes, you did. And consider all the possibilities. But regardless of which side of the fence you're on, this program can and will work for you. I'm open-minded too. And I'm not here to judge or condemn, but rather to help and support. So agree to consider all possibilities and hang in there with this program. Any atheists out there? There's nothing wrong with your position at all. You believe whatever you need to believe. It isn't my job to tell you that you are right or wrong at all. Not one bit. Oh yes, I'm going to challenge you to consider some alternatives, but you're under no obligation whatsoever to change your position. I hope that you know that I've created the workbook and activities designed to help everyone. And you can have a tremendous result from this book and process, no matter what you believe. But again, remember that you promised to keep an open mind. Yes, you did. And consider this just part of your life discovery process where you check out everything and accept only that with which you feel comfortable. That's enough about higher powers and related programs. Let's talk about the forbidden subject. What's up, Doc? Yes. It's time to get the facts. Go ahead and do it. Make the appointment for a checkup. I know you hate this, and I don't require it by any means. But you are starting a new life, and it's time to take stock of what's gone on this far. Remember that your body is going to heal in many ways, and your health has a wonderful chance of getting better. Nothing like a good old visit with the doctor to get you inspired to quit. And if you're thinking, I'm too far gone, the doctor's only going to tell me the bad news, and I might as well smoke, because the report is going to be awful, and I'm going to feel worse than I already do, and like more of a loser than ever. Nice try, but I don't buy it. You already know that it is the intent of cigarette manufacturers to do you bodily harm. This is not a mystery. There are 4,000 poisons in a cigarette. They aren't in there to make you feel good. They will indeed have victory over you sooner or later. Take your notepad with you to the doctor's office and have a talk about it. Maybe your doctor will recommend vitamin supplements or other suggestions for you to start this new journey. Just have a good old physical and let's deal with this. It is the not knowing that contributes to the disease of nicotine addiction. If there's something wrong with you, continuing to smoke isn't going to help it now, is it? So get a clear picture of where you are physically and get it over with. Having a good doctor on your recovery team is a great asset. Now let's talk about the C word, commitment. Did that just make your heart skip a little beat? We live in a commitment-phobic society, don't we? The very thought of doing something permanently forever once and for all just sends us running out into the night with our hands flailing over our heads. It's kind of sad and kind of cute. Cigarettes used to be our best friends, and we made a serious commitment to them, didn't we? So we fully expect you to be resistant and to wonder if you can do this. Well, stop that. You can do this. You will do this and you will win. Think of all the things you've done. Have you had a child? Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. Have you had to do something that you thought you could never do, be the pallbearer at somebody's funeral? Have you gone through something like that? Have you gone through the death of animals? Have you gone through problems in your life? Have you had to do things that you never dreamed you'd possibly be able to do? Come on. Forget about the cigarettes for a minute and just think about yourself, your person, the you that you've lived with all your life. You're going to be with you for the rest of your life. And in the process of completing these exercises, I hope that you will discover that you are fabulous. And since you will be with you for all those days and years to come, why not make a commitment to yourself to make that time as wonderful as you possibly can? Again, you got nothing to lose and everything to gain. The commitment is to yourself, and the party is for you. It's time to be the star of your own movie. Let's do this! Quit Smoking Podcast is a product of Rodeo Productions, performed and written by Debbie Hall, directed and produced by James Pierce of Selected Frequencies.